BBC News with Jerry Smith. Germany is sending its intelligence chiefs to Washington next week to address allegations that the United States has been spying on its allies. The government said it wanted to make sure an investigation into the monitoring of Chancellor Angela Merkel's phone was going forward. EU leaders said growing distrust of the US could harm the fight against terrorism. From Berlin, Steve Evans.
There's no doubting the anger in Germany over the spying allegations. The country's head of state, President Gauck, said President Obama should now explain clearly what happened and also how lost trust can be regained. To that end, senior officials in the German security services will travel to Washington next week to talk to their American counterparts. What may be sought are assurances that new, tighter rules are in place to govern who is seen as a legitimate target for surveillance and who is not.
A military curfew remains in force in the northeastern Nigerian city of Damaturu after an attack by suspected militants from the Islamist group known as Boko Haram. Here's Will Ross.
The city of Damaturu was rocked by gunfire for about 7 hours. By the time it had ended, at around midnight, police, CID and army buildings had been burnt down. It's not clear how many people were killed, but a police ambulance took dead bodies to the mortuary. The streets of the main city in Yobe State are now deserted after the military imposed a 24-hour curfew. One resident of the city said he saw 19 gunmen, some in military uniform, raid the hospital. Meanwhile, the Nigerian army says it's killed 74 suspected Boko Haram militants during ground and airstrikes on camps in Borno State.
Syrian state television is claiming that Mohammed al-Julani, a leader in the Islamist rebel group the al-Nusra Front, has been killed. There's been no independent verification of the report, and the official Syrian news agency later withdrew a similar claim. The radical Islamist organization has been seen as one of the most powerful rebel groups in Syria. The medical charity MSF says more than 130,000 Syrians have fled heavy bombing in the northern Al-Safira district in the past 2 weeks. They're being forced to flee to areas that are already struggling to cope with a huge influx of displaced people. MSF says humanitarian aid is insufficient and medical establishments are often being targeted. In New York, the United Nations Humanitarian Chief Valerie Amos told the Security Council that about 2.5 million Syrians were still trapped beyond the reach of aid workers and that action was urgently required.
This is a race against time. As we deliberate, people continue to die unnecessarily. I call upon all members of the Council to exert influence and take the necessary action to stop this brutality and violence.
World News from the BBC. Hundreds of Eritrean refugees have held a mock funeral outside the Italian Parliament to remember the victims of a shipwreck earlier this month. More than 350 people, most of them from Eritrea, drowned when their boat sank near the Italian island of Lampedusa. Italy's Prime Minister, Enrico Letta, has pressed fellow European leaders to give more help to Mediterranean countries to address the issue of illegal migration. But the EU pushed further discussion of the problem back to following summits. Roma leaders and rights activists in Bulgaria have expressed concerns about media coverage of the case of a blonde girl removed from a Roma family in Greece. DNA tests have established that a Bulgarian Roma couple are the parents of a girl named Maria. This report by Nick Thorpe.
As police in Greece and Bulgaria try to investigate whether any money changed hands between her natural parents and those with whom she was found, the case also illustrates the depths of poverty in which the Roma still live throughout Eastern Europe. The director of the Bulgarian Helsinki Committee, Krasimir Kanev, told the BBC that the media attention surrounding Maria's case could undermine years of patient work integrating the Roma into mainstream society and overcoming negative stereotypes of the Roma as child traffickers or thieves.
Lawyers for the Kenyan president, Uhuru Kenyatta, have asked the International Criminal Court to postpone his trial for crimes against humanity, citing last month's attack on the Westgate shopping centre. They want the hearing, due to begin next month, to be delayed until February. Mr. Kenyatta's defence team argued that the trial will prevent him from exercising leadership during what they describe as an international crisis. Earlier, the court ruled that Kenya's deputy president, William Ruto, had to attend most of his trial for crimes against humanity. BBC News.